The roughly 75-minute film covers much of Leopold's life, all the way from his boyhood in the 1890s in Burlington, Iowa, to his final years in the 1930s and 40s at the UW-Madison and his family's beloved shack near Baraboo. Sprinkled throughout the film are readings of Leopold's words about wildlife, natural resources, and especially land conservation.
Our tools are better than we are and grow better faster than we do. They suffice to crack the atom, to command the tides, but they do not suffice for the oldest task in human history, to live on a piece of land without spoiling it.
One of the people interviewed in the movie is Susan Flotter, an environmental history professor at the University of Missouri. Flotter says she hopes the film inspires people to adapt Leopold's land ethic to their lives.
People who are already engaged in various kinds of conservation activity at the local level, people who are interested in organic foods or local foods, people who are working to restore prairies.
Flotter has also served on the board of the Aldo Leopold Foundation, which has its headquarters just down the road from the shack. The foundation, private donors, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Forest Service, for which Leopold worked as a young adult, have provided at least $1 million to pay for the movie. Foundation Executive Director Buddy Huffaker says given the financing, it's legitimate to question whether the film is an impartial look at Leopold. But Huffaker says the movie uses a holistic approach.
Different phases that he went through, lessons that he learned, so that we're very clear that he was not always right on issues. And that's one of the most profound things that he gives us as a role model, is his ability to kind of rethink his position on things in the light of new information and new revelations.
Susan Flotter says one topic about which Leopold changed his mind was whether eliminating predators would boost the population of deer and other game species.
The Green Fire title comes from his essay, Thinking Like a Mountain, and he was one of the people who was trying to eliminate wolves from the national forests of Arizona and New Mexico. And he changed his mind about that over the course of his life.
The film includes Leopold's writing in a Sand County almanac about his remembrance of the famous Green Fire event. He recalls he or a colleague shooting a wolf.
We reached the old wolf in time to watch a fierce green fire dying in her eyes. I was young then and full of trigger itch.
The premiere of the movie comes as some developers and politicians want to build in wetlands or create jobs at other controversial sites. Susan Flotter says Leopold was discouraged at the rapid pace of development in some areas. But she says his tree planting and land restoration near the shack leave a message.
It's that people should care about their own communities and about what is happening in their communities, and they can work to improve their own local environment.
Green Fire premieres tomorrow in New Mexico, where Aldo Leopold spent time in the Forest Service. The first Wisconsin showing is scheduled for March 1st in Baraboo. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.